Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Sit in one spot, like, this is priceless compared to eating out. And honestly, though, I realized I used to love eating out. Now I'd rather just eat at home. And the reason why, one, even when my husband and I went out on our anniversary, we ended up spending about almost $100 and we bought like two small tacos and had a drink. And we were like, see, this is why we'd be at home, because we could have had a whole taco bar at home and had a bottle of wine for less than that. And our food tastes even better. Like, the food was good at the restaurant, don't get me wrong, but I was like, I just like eating at home. One, outside is expensive. Like, you cannot leave the house without at least spending $100, hands down. Whether it's getting gas, you got to run to the store really quick, or you need something, or you just want to go walk and shop in stores. Like, I still love walking around stores, but I'm just like, yeah, outside ain't what outside used to be. And I'm learning to, like, trying to accept that. But what was I saying? So, yeah, so, like, I'd rather just be at home. And plus, I really just like the peace and quiet. Like, yes, my kids love going out the house and they... It's not as hard versus them being in house and they be doing everything. But it's just like, today I just wanted to be. I wanted to be in silence. And I want you to let me know, like, what do you like to do for recharging when you don't have your kids with you? Because it's important. I know, like, it doesn't always seem like, you know, you don't have your kids with you all the time, right? But when you do get those moments, like, what do you do for yourself? Because I think it's just so important to just know what you like to do outside of being a mom, a wife, and cleaning up. Like, for Dre, Dre knows what Dre likes to do when it doesn't have to do with anything with the kids, my husband, the house. I know what I like to do. It fills me up. And I also am a person of, I love silence now. I just love sitting in silence. I guess it's because it's all the noise that be around me sometimes. And nope. And I love it when I've had the energy for it. But sometimes I just want to be in silence and just be left alone. That's how I charge up to become my best. So, yeah. So, I'm so happy that they have the Christmas movies coming on. Lifetime. Hallmark. Anywhere. Hulu. Like, I'm just so excited because that's my jam. Like, I like to hibernate during the fall, be in the house, watching my movies, relaxing, because when the spring and summer come, we're outside, we're always doing adventures and things, and the weather is changing. Like, although it's hot today, the weather's changing, it's getting cold, like, whew. But yeah, so I'm just in a space in life where I'm just, like, so grateful to be able to live multi-generationally. You know, we have our area, they have their area, but then, you know, we still have our common areas that we share. But it's just so helpful with the boys. Like, having young kids and having extra hands is unmatched. And I don't know, like, I know, like, if we still lived on the other side of town, they went out to eat, don't get me wrong, they would drive to the other side of town, just take the boys out. They have done it. My son have called his pawpaw and be like, I want to go out to eat. And he would drive an hour just to take him out to eat and still drop him back off, okay? But it's just, like, nice to all be in one spot where we don't have to drive all the way over here for just to say hey. Or, like, if they want to do something with kids can just go. And it gives me more time to myself. And there are challenges that come with it that I talked about in one of my other podcasts. But I wholeheartedly enjoy knowing that all of the work is not on me. Even though I am the planner, I am the routine maker, but also they have a dad, they have grandparents, so y'all can take some of the work too, right? So I just wanted to let you know that you don't have to carry everything on your own. Like, I know I'm still recovering from perfectionist. I'm type A. I have, like, I like things a specific way, but I also have to learn that everyone doesn't do the things that I do my way. And sometimes I have to communicate that because I'm like, I'm very particular about how I do stuff. And sometimes I have to tell my husband, like, if I'm cleaning the kitchen and I'm like, he try to jump in and it just be more work for me, I'm like, okay, go ahead, I got this. Like, you go hang out with the kids. Like, I got it. But it's something I'm working on because I like to do things very particular. Like, my husband know, like, oh, she cleaning. Oh, let me get out her way because I know that she's very particular. Like, he'll help clean in the areas that he knows that I'm like, okay, cool, you got it. But for me, when I clean, I clean. Like, I fix the beds a specific way. I sweep the floor a specific way. Like, I'm going to get everywhere. I'm not going to just sweep the spots that I see. Like, I'm going to go sweep under the bed. I'm going to sweep out the edges of the corners of the room. I'm going to mop the floor. I'm going to hit every piece of wood on the floor because that just makes me feel good about cleaning up. And plus, y'all, I just like clean house. Like, I know if I take my shoes off and I'm walking on the floor, that the floor is clean. I don't have anxiety about that. But yeah, but I love it though. But I let him put some clothes up though. Like, I'll wash the clothes, but I'll let him put clothes up, and like, he'll clean the kitchen, he'll cook, and he'll clean up and things like that. But I have things that I'm particular about, and he understands that, so he doesn't get offended. But I don't know, I'm just enjoying my time. I'm been watching, y'all have to tell me too, what Christmas movies do y'all really enjoy? Like, I know right now I'm currently watching the Christmas on Lifetime Movie Club with what's her name? She was Ruby on the Cosby Show. Rudy on the Cosby Show. Can't think of her name. Keisha Knight. I think that's her name. Keisha Knight Pullman or Keisha Pullman Knight. Yeah. I'm watching this one right now. And then they have something else on here that I really enjoy. It's called The Seven Deadly Sins. And I've been watching that series. And they just put a new one called Fame out. So now I'm going to watch that one afterwards before the kids get back. Yeah, I'm going to continue to drink my water because I'm trying to drink at least 80 to 100 ounces of water a day. Sometimes it's not always perfect, but I just have my goal. And I do that through, like, drinking my water, drinking teas. Coffee don't count, but I like my coffee when it's, like, I like my coffee when it's, I like cold brew coffee better where I can just pour it so I don't have to use my burr to grind up the beans and then put it into the coffee filter, put in the coffee, add the water. Like, child, it just become a lot. And then my son be like, I want coffee. And I'm like, sir, you're not drinking coffee. You can get this creamer, though. And, yeah, versus if I drink cold brew, I can do it on the sly and no one's asking me for anything. But I'm still trying to figure out, you know, coffee preference and things. I haven't always been a coffee drinker. I didn't really start drinking coffee for real until I had kids. I started drinking coffee and then I found out about the Alani energy drinks. I loved those for a while. That's what got me through the newborn stage and still get me through these some days now. I just don't try to drink as many as I used to because it'll, like, break out my neck or anything. But I love that bubbly feeling because I don't drink soda. So when I do get that bubbly feeling, I'm like, okay. Even though sparkling water can do that, but sparkling water don't hit the same. Because I know when I sip my Alani, I'm going to be charged up. So I've just been real humble drinking just coffee. I used to really like espresso coffee, but I've just been drinking regular coffee. Because I'm really trying to be patient on getting my espresso maker. But who knows? I may start getting enough sleep where I don't even need coffee, but we'll see. Yeah, I'll talk to my 2-year-old because he just don't believe in, sleep. Like, he would wake up 5-6 times at night, walk over to where you are. And yeah, he just a work in progress, but I'm grateful. I'm grateful though. And I have some big plans that's coming up. Like, hopefully I'm thinking if I get them a bigger bed, like a twin bed, upgrade their beds and change their room. That'll make a difference, but we will see. That's something I'm working on planning out right now. So if you know any good ideas of like,
Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective, or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.